Welcome to Debatatorium 2007. My name is Frank Allen, and this is the amazing show that we are doing. It's the last show of the second round of debate, meaning that we have one returning debater and one wildcard debater, who is also a returning debater, but one who lost before. Second chance, so to speak. As always, we are debating a hot-button issue, deciding it once and for all, and today may be one of the hotter-button issues that we've done. But let's meet our debaters first. Our returning champion debater is...
Hi, my name's Bridget.
Hi.
I live on a farm.
Mm-hmm. And your qualifications for being a debater?
I won the last debate.
You did. Yeah, you convinced me. All right. You convinced me that, what was it again?
Racial profiling
is great.
Correct.
Yeah, sounds good to me. And our returning, I wanted to say failure debater, but I meant to say...
I only lost that debate according to a system of rules, which you put in there. Yeah. Now, only if you follow rules do you accept that I lost.
Who am I speaking to?
I am President Byron Samuel, the American Offense Defense League. We defend against those who offend against us.
Okay, well...
That sounds like football.
Football is another of these system of games with offensive attacks.
All right. President.
Yes?
Mr. Samuel, President Samuel, we haven't announced the debating topic yet, so let's not debate yet. The debating topic for tonight...
I think we should debate.
Well, hold on. The debating topic...
Why don't you defend your position against debating?
I will in 10 minutes. The debating topic is apples versus oranges, of course. And as we all know...
Bridget
believes that apples are the better fruit, and Mr. Samuels believes that oranges...
Oranges are the superior, better, the ones that's more good of fruit.
So why don't you start us off and tell us why oranges beat apples?
Well, clearly. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. It's about... Now, I use science only as an illustration.
Okay.
And I don't want you to think that I'm necessarily endorsing it. But Isaac Newton, if you think about him sitting under an apple tree, only invented gravity because he was running away to escape from a torrent of apples which fell on top of his head. And
okay.
I'll give you another example.
But isn't that good that he invented gravity? Or, I mean, really, he discovered gravity. Or he described...
It's good that he invented gravity, which has tied us all down to the ground for so many years and not allowed us to float up into the ceiling or be like flying around the world. And you think Isaac Newton is good for keeping us flat on the ground?
Well, I don't think people could fly before that.
That, sir, is because you're a doubter.
Well,
I think positive.
So you're positive people could fly before?
I am positive of everything I assert.
That is
why I am so intent on defending my position and my rights.
And offending your position.
Yes. I offend myself and defend against myself offending myself.
All right.
Now, listen. Apple computers, I have used one, and I can't figure it out.
Well, orange computers aren't better. There aren't any.
No, I painted one orange.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
I thought the Apple computers come in orange.
How did you know that?
This is some kind of contradiction that you're trying to play on, trying to confuse my vast intellect.
Well, let's let her tell us about Apple, why apples are better than oranges.
Clearly, apples are better. You can make so much stuff with them.
Like what?
Apple pie,
mm-hmm.
apple sauce,
mm-hmm.
apple cider,
yeah.
apple crisp,
yeah.
Waldorf salad has...
What?
Apples in it.
Okay.
And the best example isn't something you can make with apples. It was something that was done with apples.
What?
Because if it weren't for apples, then the human race as we know it, me and him over there and you, Mr. Frank Allen, wouldn't exist.
Excuse me, I have to interrupt here. That was the fruit of evil.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good thing.
Can I finish what I was saying?
Okay, sorry.
When Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, the snake tempted Eve with an apple from that tree. And it was only because she ate the apple that God sent her and Adam out into the world to conquer and populate and tame the wild.
Well,
if she hadn't done that, they would still be in the garden.
Well, we'd still be in the Garden of Eden.
No,
that'd be paradise.
No, because They was there for a really long time, and it was still just the two of them.
Let me make a point, Mr. Alden.
Alan.
My name is not Alan.
Okay, mine is.
It's Byron, President Byron. Now, Alden.
Mr. Frank Allen is my name.
All right, Mr. Frank Allen. If you choose to disregard what you had told me in the past, you have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
Why would you want, if you are a sick man dying of tuberculosis or trichinosis or some other kind of illness that's going to end your life, to keep a doctor away with these apples?
But you're
sick and dying and you have an apple, your doctor is never going to come. You're never going to improve. Apples are the cause of most death in this country because sick people who are dying, they have all these apples. The doctors never save them.
But if you be eating apples, you won't be getting the sicknesses and you won't need the doctors to come to see you and make you better.
No, there's worms in apples, everybody knows.
Well, you don't eat those apples.
All right, well, interestingly, we have an expert about this who wants to... You don't have to call names, but yes, here we go.
Well, it's a good thing that I got here just in time, Frank Allen.
Who's this?
Well, my name is Seamus O'Jetpack. I'm a famous hunter of doctors.
You hunt doctors? Why?
Yes. Well, clearly, doctors produce nothing but badness in the world. Consider, for instance, Dr. Doom.
Well, all right.
Nothing but evil.
Yeah.
Dr. Strange, arrogant jerk.
Oh, but he's a good guy.
Sure, that's what he tells you. And because he's Earth's Sorcerer Supreme, how are you going to contradict him?
Okay, so...
Not with apples.
No, not with apples. Wait, so apples are no good?
No good whatsoever. I originally attempt to use them to kill Dr. Bombastitude, and it was clearly unsuccessful, which was when I had to resort to stabbing.
That probably was more sensible in the first place, but...
Entirely.
So you're here
in
to...
In retrospect, it seems sort of obvious.
But just because apples didn't work, does that mean oranges do? I mean, what's so good about
oranges? No. I've attempted oranges and several citrus fruits, actually.
They probably sting their eyes.
They can, certainly, if you throw them hard enough.
Okay.
Excuse me, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Wouldn't apples be more advantageous because if people was eating them and then the doctors wouldn't have anything to do and so they'd spend more time roaming about in the wild for you to hunt down?
Miss Bridget, right?
Yes.
The one from the farm?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard your last debate. It was very fascinating. Now,
thank you.
More importantly, I don't think you understand. I don't hunt doctors because it's my job. It's a calling. I am driven to hunt doctors.
But wouldn't it be easier if they was all out roaming about with nothing to do?
Instead of the offices, which often have doctor... What's a good doctor's name? Hold on, let me get my kill book out.
I feel I have to come to the defense of doctors here because I have...
Sorensen. That's Dr. Sorensen.
You like doctors?
I have been to doctors' offices. They is full of sick people. And when I leave, the sick people are gone. Now, what's going on? All the sick people, they congregate in a doctor's office, so they no longer reflect me with their illnesses.
Well, if you're there, they do.
That's why I left.
Oh.
Illness. Another myth perpetuated by doctors.
You don't believe in illness.
I don't believe in things that aren't real.
Let me tell you one thing. Myth is not real, so you can't believe it's a myth because myths are not real.
Well, that's a good point.
I'd like to ask another question.
Frank Allen.
Mr. Frank Allen said that we was debating which was better, apples and oranges, and you're supposed to be convincing me why oranges are best, not why apples is the worst, and I haven't heard you do any of that yet.
I have to explain logic to you. If apples is worse than oranges, then let me explain this. You like a little symbol on a page you learn in class. This is schoolwork. Now, I don't necessarily believe in schools, but I'll tell you what, if apples is worse than oranges, oranges has to be at least as good as apples.
All right, well,
but why?
Because, obviously, apples is awful. They're no good. Oranges isn't awful. There's some good that must be better than the apples.
Listen, I need to be going, Frank Allen, but before I go, I just want to point out one more thing.
Yeah.
School and apples have been associated for a long time.
The teacher's getting apple, yeah.
Well, you know what comes out of schools? Doctors, I rest my case. Seamus O'Jetpack, away!
Well, goodbye.
Doctors do not come out of schools. They come out of doctor's offices. I have never gone up to a school and seen doctors coming out of it.
Well, actually, you're going to the wrong school. But we do have another expert here who wants to say something. Please.
Is the microphone properly calibrated to receive my voice?
I believe so, yeah.
Fantastic! It is I, Valencia, the mostly powerful.
Mostly?
Sadly, if I were all powerful, I would not be talking to you of my misguided children, oranges.
Oh, so you have spawned all the oranges?
I am the father, creator of all oranges, as well as a few prunes, don't ask.
What's your wife look like, mister?
When you reach my level of power, you reproduce asexually.
Oh, that's too bad.
Much to my disappointment.
Yeah. All right, well, so are you here to tell us that oranges are great, or what?
No. Oranges have done nothing but disappoint their mostly powerful father.
In what way?
I intended oranges to be a conquering race. They have failed to do this miserably.
I'm sorry,
did
you?
In fact, I believe they are consumed regularly by the third most intelligent life form on this planet.
I do eat oranges regular basis.
As well as the fourth, based on the testimony just given.
Well,
I think they sometimes they're pretty good fruit. I sometimes like to mix them with sour cream.
I was called upon to speak. Thank you, humanoid.
Exactly how are oranges going to take over the world?
In their current form, not at all. Hence my disappointment.
Well, then why did you make them that
way? The original design specs were for oranges to evolve into a complex dinosauroid which would, with fire-breathing capabilities, it would enslave all three forms of intelligent life on this planet and erect me to a status of god-kinghood.
Wow.
Now I have to content myself with mere godhood.
Wow, that's... You really blew that one.
Yes, I have not attempted additional conquering races since then.
Understandable. Well, that sounds. But how about apples? What do you think about apples?
Well, I must tip my glowing thotto hat to Johnny Appleseed, father of apples. Yeah. I am impressed with his insidious plot to enslave the minds of humankind.
Oh, well, that doesn't make me like apples that much either.
I would say they are a more successful venture, Frank Allen.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
As they have convinced all of you, apples increase intelligence.
Apples do not increase intelligence.
They do.
If you leave an apple around, what does it become? Rotten. And then what's it going to do for you? If you eat an apple, what have you done?
Oranges have been a disappointment to all. I understand. Please do not rub it in my face.
Right.
I cannot apologize enough.
All right, well, okay.
Eating apples does nothing but make you more full, so you can't eat anything else.
I would like to weigh in on one last aspect of this.
Please.
I like apple pie. I have never heard of orange pie. Thus speaks Valencia, the mostly powerful.
We are defending ourselves against the forces of America, for one thing.
America!
And there is nothing more American than apple pie.
Exactly!
Which is the force of evil in this world. I will tell you, we have to defend ourselves against America, because America is what is destroying our rights as free Americans.
Well, that's
interesting. What is doing more to destroy the American Constitution than America? What?
Other countries?
But apple pie ain't doing nothing against the Constitution.
Apple pie is American, and it ain't doing nothing for the Constitution. If you ain't with us, you're for us. And I tell you, apple pie is covered in crust, concealing the apple like a stealth bomber that wants to destroy us from the inside.
All right. Well, we have one final expert who does want to say a few words about, I'm not sure what. Let's find out.
Hello, my pretty.
Oh, hi, who's this?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm the evil queen.
Oh, that doesn't sound appealing.
Would you like this apple, young man?
Well, you just introduced yourself as evil, so no.
But look how shiny and polished it is. It's almost hypnotic.
Ooh. Yeah, but I have... My mom told me not to take anything from anybody evil. If they said they were evil, especially.
Oh, you just misheard me, Mr. Allen.
You're not my mom.
What?
Grandma, did Pa let you out the attic again?
Would you like an apple, my pretty?
Grandma, does Pa know you're out here?
Listen, you're ruining this for me.
Okay. Is this a family thing? Should I not get in the way here?
You're not in the way at all, Mr. Allen.
All right, I'll take the apple. Give me the apple.
Here you go. Enjoy.
You want an apple, Sam? Samuels?
No, I don't want an apple. I'm...
But see how it glistens in the sun.
Listen, one of the things we're against is evil, all right?
You want some pie? I can make you a darn good pie.
No, this is another evil thing.
With cinnamon sprinkled on it and a dollop of ice cream on top.
I have it on good word that the devil sent an apple to the Garden of Eden.
Well, you're evil.
I'm totally against evil,
The devil never did nothing that God didn't permit him to do.
Apple poison.
Neither of you good Southern people seem to have read the Bible. The devil didn't make the apple. God made the apple.
The devil made the apple.
No, this is a different apple. We're talking about a different apple.
Look, I read the Bible. It says fruit. An apple is fruit.
Yeah, so is an orange.
An orange is citrus.
Fruit.
It's citrus, Frank.
Citrus fruit, mister.
And what kind of fruit is an apple? It's just fruit, which makes it more fruit than an orange, which is a citrus. So it's fruit that the God put in the Garden of Eden to represent the devil.
And the sacred fruit because God put it there special.
God also put the devil there who is evil, making God evil. United States is a country of God, therefore the United States
is evil.
The United States is a country of God, therefore the United States is also evil.
What? Now hold on.
Gravity is pervasive in the United States, making gravity evil.
If it weren't for gravity, we'd all go floating up and bump our heads on heaven, and then we'd make God angry.
All right, well, speaking of evil, anybody want this apple?
No, I don't want the apple. You have to throw it out.
I do.
Oh, here you go.
Yay, I'm a small child who loves evil and poison.
Oh, there you go. Enjoy.
You are corrupting our youth with the fruit of the devil and America.
She's not the devil. She's my grandma.
All right, well.
It burns my GI tract.
Well, go to a doctor. It didn't keep a doctor away, by the way.
No, he can't go to a doctor because he had an apple today. You see, this is the problem. Lack of doctors is again evil because it causes death. Well, a lot of death happens in the United States, which is an evil country because of it.
Well, okay. It's time for our final argument, sadly. But President Samuels, if you would, for your final argument, just try to tell us more of the good things about oranges. We have sadly been lacking that.
Right. Oranges. Well, I had one the other day, and... I found a dollar afterwards.
Well, that wasn't related. If you had eaten an apple, you probably would have found a dollar.
If I had eaten an apple, I couldn't have gone to the doctor, so I would have died.
Well, you were dying the other day?
I wasn't feeling too well.
Then why'd you eat an orange?
I was hungry.
All right. How about orange juice? Like, what about orange juice and apple juice?
Apple juice is another thing. Now, you squeeze an apple, you get nothing but juice, who are the cause of all the world's money hoarding.
No, that's...
I have read...
That's a different thing. That's not... I think you're...
I've read about this.
Orange juice? You get that, too?
There are no orange juice. You show me one orange juice, and I will show you something that doesn't exist.
But I don't know any apple juice, either.
I seen them in the supermarket, into the juice aisle.
Right next to the orange juice.
There are no... It's like a purple juice.
You ain't been to a supermarket lately, have you?
Finish your closing arguments.
Right. Oranges taste good, and you can use them in making sherbet.
Okay.
Apples are the cause of all the evil in the world and America, and they abrogate our freedom as free Americans by keeping us tied down to the ground. And they're related to science. If you leave an apple out, what happens?
Science.
A worm comes out of it.
Oh.
That's spontaneous regeneration. Now...
All right. Well, that's... I think you've got it, as far as you're going to go.
Of course
anyway.
I got it. I have scientific knowledge how to disprove science.
Well, Bridget, now tell us why it's the apple.
Because apples are so much better. You take oranges, all you got is the fruit and the juice and that sherbet stuff. With apples, you got apple pie and apple crisp.
Well, you don't have to list them all again. We got them last time.
Candy apples, they're good. And pineapples.
Well, they have those chocolate oranges.
Yeah, but they don't taste good. Chocolate and orange ain't a good combination. And you got the New York City, which is called the Big Apple.
You don't like the city.
Yeah,
New York City, home of juice.
So many other people do. It's one of the most famous cities in this country, of which apple pie is the mascot. And like I said before, we needed apples for this here God's country and earth and population as we know it. We needed an apple for God to kick Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. We needed an apple for God to do that.
And may I remind you, Apple Records published the Beatles, who were communists.
They weren't communists. They were awesome.
All right.
They were both.
What? Okay. I think it's time for me to settle
this. Are you
a
communist?
Would you like me to ask my mirror?
No. No mirror necessary. I've got it all right here in my head, where I have thought about it long and hard. And I've got to tell you that I get up in the morning, and I don't want apple juice. I want orange juice.
So do I.
So orange juice wins. I mean, oranges win by proxy. So
well, by me. I won for them with my skills.
Which means Bridget. Bridget.
I'm not proxy. I'm what? President Samuels.
Bridget, I'm afraid you have lost the debate.
Oh.
Whereas our wild card, President Byron Samuels of the Yodel, has won.
I it's like one of those Swiss songs. It's like a yodel. You have to do that to remember it. You look it up on the
internet.
You could look it up on the internet, but the internet's evil as well because it's entirely confusing and it's caused by Apple's. And Apple's computer.
Does this mean I have to move out the janitor's closet and go back to the farm?
Excuse me. Sorry to disturb. What? Did anyone see some orange-colored keys?
No.
Can't start up my Godmobile.
No. We don't have any. All right, so...
Damn it!
Sadly,
going to have to create some again.
We're all going to have to go, and you can't live in the janitor's closet anymore, no. And by the way, the apple pie is not the mascot of America.
Yes, it is.
No, it's the food.
Actually, as a mostly powerful god, I'm inclined to say it is.
All right, fine. Anyway, point is, President Samuels will be moving on to the third round as our final of the actual winners.
I might start defending against this show.
No, don't defend against the show. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
All right. I prefer good things over the alternative.
We're going to be back with all new debates in the third round next week. Hope you can stop by. Thank you for listening. My name's Frank Allen, and, good night.